Good morning, beloved, and thank you for allowing me into your homes on this Tuesday morning's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, and this is a passage of scripture talking about the ascension of Jesus. And Jesus tells his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until God gives them the Holy Spirit, empowering them to share the gospel everywhere. Then he is taken up into heaven. The apostles keep their eyes on the skies until two angels jolt them into action. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Dear Theophilus, in my first book, I wrote about all the things that Jesus did and taught from the time he began his work until the day he was taken up into heaven. Before he was taken up, he gave instructions by the power of the Holy Spirit to the men he had chosen as his apostles. For 40 days after his death, he appeared to them many times in ways that proved beyond doubt that he was alive. They saw him, and he talked with them about the kingdom of God. And when they came together, he gave them this order: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift I told you about, the gift my Father promised. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When the apostles met together with Jesus, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time give the kingdom back to Israel? And Jesus said to them, the times and occasions are set by my Father's own authority, and it is not for you to know when they will be. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After saying this, he was taken up to heaven as they watched him, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They still had their eyes fixed on the sky as he went away, when two men dressed in white suddenly stood beside them and said, Galileans, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus, whom was taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way that you saw him go into heaven. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus said, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You know, beloved, it is obvious that Jesus put a lot of emphasis on the power that the Holy Spirit would impart. He recognized that what these 12 men, now 11 men, were able to do was severely limited by their own physical, emotional, their own mental state of mind. But there was something coming. There was a power coming, the Holy Spirit of God, that once this Holy Spirit was imparted to these disciples, they would be... it would be a whole new game. This was a game changer. They would have the power to be the witnesses that God needed them to be. Let's pray. Dear God, keep my eyes focused on what you would have me to do today. Empower me to be a witness for you and to share the good news of Jesus Christ wherever I am. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we go ahead and take a look at Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 26, when the apostles decide to choose a successor to Judas. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you. I mean, in every which way is my prayer for you. God bless.